This is Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS.
For co-host V Bonner, I'm Randy Eccles. Have a guest to suggest? Email us at communityvoices@nprillinois.org. Today, we celebrate Abraham Lincoln with the addition of the UIS Center for Lincoln Studies to the Springfield Lincoln landscape. This segment will feature welcoming remarks from Ann Mosley and UIS Chancellor Karen Whitney, followed by the beginning of a panel discussion.
Welcome, everyone, to the grand opening of the Center for Lincoln Studies here at UIS. My name is Ann Mosley, and I'm the acting director for the Center for Lincoln Studies here at the University of Illinois at Springfield. Today, we not only honor Abraham Lincoln's 212th birthday here on February 12th, we are opening the center with the celebration of his birth, but also the celebration of his legacy here at UIS. It is my great honor to introduce Chancellor Whitney.
It is truly my honor to welcome all of you to the grand opening for the Center for Lincoln Studies at the University of Illinois Springfield. Please know how truly grateful I am to each and every individual who contributed their time, their talent, and their resources to this exciting project. UIS is known for leadership lived. It's one of the things that drew me to want to come and work here at UIS was the commitment to leadership lived every day. It's a place where learners find pathways to opportunity and develop the tools they need to change the world for the better. For President Lincoln, Springfield, Illinois was just as formative of a place while living here as a young adult. Some say it's where Lincoln became Lincoln. It just makes sense that our university is now home to a center that is designed to be the go-to place to learn how Lincoln became the influential leader he is remembered today. In March 1832, at the ripe old age of 23, Lincoln made his first political announcement in New Salem, Illinois, just 30 miles from here. He said, "Upon the subject of education, not presuming to dictate any plan or system respecting it, I can only say that I view it as the most important subject which we as a people can be engaged in." I agree with him. And that's our goal, to use the many Lincoln's life and legacy teaches us to further our mission as educators. This center will mean so much to our students, faculty, staff, alumni, and community members. The Center for Lincoln Studies will allow UIS to be clearer about what we know and cherish about Lincoln and gives us a larger platform to share our breadth of expertise. We will be known as a leader in all things Lincoln, a national base for scholarship, teaching, and public history. And that matters. It matters because we can look to Lincoln for his inspirations for so many things, especially in these hard times. Nearly every trying experience facing our generation, as new as it may feel to us, is an experience others before us have endured. In his time, Lincoln led our country through a very divisive era. I think we'd all agree we are experiencing significant division today. What can we learn from his leadership to shape our decisions today as we navigate these most uncertain times? How can our students apply the principles that Lincoln displayed to their lives and professions today? The possibilities this center will provide for enhancing our students' education and our faculty member scholarship truly are endless. Again, thank you for this opportunity to celebrate with you all today. Happy 212th birthday, Mr. Lincoln, and congratulations to everyone for getting us to this remarkable day. I'd now like to welcome Ann back to the podium for further comments and actions.
The quote that you used, Chancellor Whitney, is one of my favorites. Education was a huge focus for Abraham Lincoln. In his earlier biography, he ended up writing that if you added up his years of education, it would only add up to one. It is very, very important that we recognize Lincoln's love of education and why it draws us to him. What Lincoln made very interesting to me was not just him as an individual, but the people who came in contact with him, the individuals that he affected here in Illinois. You start to learn about more about a person based off their actions and how people interpret them. For students, it's very important to see Lincoln as a real person who made mistakes and have had them laid out. But more importantly, that he learned from these mistakes as he moved forward and was able to persevere. I think that's what's drawing people to him today. We can still admire him while seeing the mistakes he made and how it made him better. The life and legacy of Lincoln has been shared by friends, family, and historians for generations. Scholars have sought out every manuscript, artifact, and histories passed down from those who knew him. Politicians have called on him for guidance, and people from all over the world regard him as a great individual. To this day, he is the second most written about individual in the world. And Lincoln remains a person to be studied. And yes, there is more to discover about Abraham Lincoln and about the people he surrounded himself with. Here in Illinois, the citizens here made an impact on his life, and in turn, Lincoln made an impact on them. He lived during a difficult time in our nation's history, and his choices, the good and the bad, made him into the great emancipator that we know and respect today. Many of those choices were made here in Illinois. The study of the past is vital to understanding our present. Just like all of us, Lincoln had successes, failures, sadness, and joy throughout his life that made him into the icon we admire. He is an example of an ordinary man made extraordinary. The Center for Lincoln Studies furthers the mission of the University of Illinois here at Springfield by providing activities related to the study of Lincoln, Springfield, the state of Illinois, and the nation during the period from 1800 to 1876, and to its impact on the modern period. The center, through education, research, and outreach, will provide students, faculty, scholars, and the public with opportunities to understand the life and times of the 16th president and his continued impact on our world. The center will provide funding and programs to support these plans. While there are various public and private groups which study or have studied this period, this will be the first public university center in Illinois dedicated to Abraham Lincoln. The Center for Lincoln Studies promotes the study of Lincoln, the city of Springfield, and the state. I reiterate this because Illinois plays a crucial role in Lincoln's life. And through the partnerships with our historic sites, with museums, private collections, and through our genuine love for Illinois' son, Abraham Lincoln, we can tell a greater story, not just about the great president, but about the people he came in contact with. It is my hope that through programming, we will be able to learn about how Lincoln became the great emancipator through his character, like honesty, empathy, perseverance, the power of intellect, his leadership style, and the vision he had, not just for this nation, but for himself, and how he saw democracy. Through the character of Lincoln, we can only hope to become better. And to quote Mr. Lincoln from his annual message to Congress, December 1st, 1862, "It is not, can any of us imagine better, but can we all do better? Object whatsoever is possible, still the question reoccurs. can we do better? The dogmas of the quiet past are inadequate to the stormy present. The occasion is piled high with difficulty, and we must rise with the occasion. As our case is anew, so we must think anew and act anew. We must disenthrall ourselves, and then we shall save our country. By calling on Lincoln, we can diversify Lincoln scholarship. By calling on Lincoln, we can be better people. By calling on Lincoln, we can persevere through these tough times that our nation faces. By calling on Lincoln, we too can be made extraordinary. It is now my great honor to invite Chancellor Whitney back to help me cut the ribbon for the opening of the center.
One, two, three.
I have been going to different Lincoln events on Lincoln's birthday and celebrating it my whole life. I can remember my mother telling me that I was visiting Lincoln sites while I was in the womb. Having a father as a Lincoln historian, I grew up in the world of Abraham Lincoln here in Springfield, Illinois. It is my great honor to be a part of it again. Today, we get to meet with some of my favorite people, the individuals who have impacted Lincoln scholarship, but have also impacted the scholarship of the Lincoln story here in Illinois and preserved some of our treasured historic sites. They have a long legacy scholarship tied to each of their names. And I encourage you to go to our website and read more about them, because their credentials will last as long as this program. Today, I bring Illinois historians, Lincoln historians, site managers, and people in the life of Abraham Lincoln's legacy to talk to us about some of the key aspects of Lincoln and Illinois. These panelists include Dr. Christian McWhirter from the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum, Timothy Good from the Lincoln Home State Historic Site, Sarah Watson from the Abraham Lincoln National Heritage Area here in Illinois, our own Dr. Michael Burlingame, Dr. Graham Peck, and Springfield Site Supervisor and leader of the historic sites connected to Lincoln here in Springfield, Justin Blanford. We will be getting started here talking a little bit about Illinois and Lincoln. To get us started, what do you think draws people to historic sites here in Illinois? Specifically, to Justin and to Tim, what brings people to Springfield Lincoln sites, such as the old state capitol, the law offices, and the tomb? And what brings people to the Lincoln Home neighborhood? Justin, why don't you go first?
I think in general, there's a lot of curiosity throughout our country and around the world about Abraham Lincoln. I think for many people who make itineraries and make travel plans to visit Lincoln sites, there's quite a bit of curiosity that they can't quite put their finger on, but it has a strong draw and a strong connection to them personally that they're trying to figure out. And that's where the importance of the sites come in. They play that role in helping people fill those gaps and fill in the blanks. And in turn, they learn a lot more about Lincoln and realize why that curiosity was so important. Today, and in the current times, I think it's the desire for leadership, and people look to the past for that and hope that the past inspires that leadership in the future as well.
Tim?
I would certainly echo what Justin has said. He said that really well. And in terms of the Lincoln Home, I think if you ask visitors, you might get answers all across the board in terms of what brought them here to Springfield. But in terms of Lincoln Home, I hope there would be two factors that would especially rise to the top of that list. First of all, to learn more about Abraham Lincoln. Certainly by visiting the places where he was, you should have that opportunity. And the other aspect, which really defines us as humans, is to be able to stand where Lincoln once stood, to be able to walk through his home, to be able to touch the banister that he once touched. And it's that opportunity for them to understand Lincoln by having that personal experience, that physical experience of being in his home, I think attracts visitors not only from this country, but from throughout the world.
Tim Good on how Lincoln history is a powerful draw for tourism to Central Illinois. You're listening to a special Community Voices from the debut of the UIS Center for Lincoln Studies, featuring a panel of Lincoln experts discussing his continued relevance. Visit nprillinois.org and click on Community Voices to read about or listen on demand to past episodes. Sarah Watson will return after the break to discuss how Lincoln Heritage Areas are unique in the U.S.